Mike, you've been reporting on the Washington nickname issue. You've seen what's happened here in 2 weeks, obviously plunged into action by that horrible tragedy in Charleston. What parallels do you draw between the velocity we've seen on the Confederate flag issue here and what might be brewing? We see increasing pressure, better organization, political statements on the Washington nickname. Does it be follow A here?
Well, I'll defend some of the Washington football fans that are diehard behind their name for maybe the first time in this debate, which is that I've never seen real malice shown. And there are some people who throw the Confederate flag out there to show that I believe in white supremacy. I believe in segregation. Nobody has done that with a Washington name and logo. But it's one of those things, once you know, you know. I hope to God's sake that that nobody has to lose a life protesting the Washington football name.
And no one's going to disagree with that. But there is a sense now of social movement. Things are happening. And will that momentum, will that sense of it's time for people to reassess positions perhaps, balanced against personal expression and First Amendment, is there change in the air that will lead now to changes here for the Washington nickname that 15 days ago we would not have expected?
Yeah, I think just the parallel itself helps that movement, the whole change the name movement, and I wouldn't be surprised. I've said this before 2018, I would be shocked if the name still remains, and that's because not only progress, we're in a different era, but also people are realizing words matter. Being offended matters, and once you know, you do know. And so along those lines, I do think the Confederate flag controversy has helped the Washington football protesters in their Change the Name movement.